Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. What an appropriate song. Lighter Shade of Gray, Pale, or something. I've forgotten the name of that song by Procol Harum. What is the name of that song, Kirk? A Lighter Shade of Pale or something like that. Anyway, it's a great old song. But we're going to talk about that a little bit, folks. A Lighter Shade of Gray, actually, with our good friend Bill Huss. Judge Bill Huss is a former Superior Court judge, as I mentioned earlier, in Los Angeles County, California. And he's now a mediator extraordinaire, and he's our good friend. Your Honor, Bill Huss, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back on the show. Thank you for coming back on the show and talking to us about something that's just sort of going on out there. I know that you're an expert, you're a former judge, and you're now a mediator and all that, but we're going to talk a little bit about California politics this visit. And there, you guys have, you know, California has a little bit of a reputation for being a little bit wacky. And if anybody ever wondered about it before, there's no misunderstanding it now. I mean officially, California is wacky now with this recall election.
Well, I've lived here for 50 years,
yeah.
And that reputation I think is not well deserved. What some people think is wacky, other people think as innovative.
Well, no, and you're right, because see, I think it was John Nesbitt in his book Megatrends who identified California as one of the bellwether states.
Well,
that happened in California happened 5 years before they happened anywhere else in the country.
And that has come to be true in so many ways.
So basically, California is just wacky before the rest of us get wacky. Is that how it works?
That's a good way of putting it. But innovation is something that California has a reputation for as well. Proposition 13.
Mm-hmm.
One
of the great moments in history in America.
That's right.
Right after it was the Tea Party, then Proposition 13.
Exactly. And it was a taxpayer revolt, and it's still reverberating throughout California politics. It's even an issue in this election.
Okay, now I hear you taking issue with me a little bit on the wacky thing, and I guess I'm going to have to apologize. I was probably a little bit too strong a language there, except that, I mean, Mike, look, Bill, what is it, 134 candidates?
Right.
In this recall election?
Right.
I mean, you can't tell me that that's not wacky.
No, it isn't.
Okay, I guess you can then.
In my opinion, and that's all we can carry around with us is our opinions, and in my opinion, that is true democratic way of selecting a governor.
Oh, okay.
Because how many times do we have an opportunity to choose who runs for any kind of executive office,
mm-hmm.
president or governor? We don't have a choice in that. The party usually does.
Right.
And
saying it's the purest form of democracy, isn't it?
Exactly.
See, I hadn't thought about it like that. You're really opening up my eyes here, Bill.
Well, one of the candidates is a 100-year-old woman. And she's feisty as she can be.
Yeah.
And there are people who are going to vote for her. And
is that the stripper?
No.
She's almost 100, though, isn't she?
A 100-year-old stripper, maybe in California.
Only in California, folks. So, well, tell us, Bill. Tell us how did we got to this point? How did it come to this state?
Well, I think this relates to the point I'm making. That is, we don't have a chance to determine who's going to run for office. And Gray Davis was the party champion because he was just sort of there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people decided that they did not like who he was. He is a carryover from Jerry Brown.
Governor Moonbeam.
Well, he was called Governor Moonbeam by a Chicago columnist who later apologized for that. But
yeah.
But still,
it stuck,
and for a lot of us, it was appropriate. you may recall Rose Byrd was recalled. The Chief Justice
mm-hmm.
She wasn't recalled. She was not affirmed, not
mm-hmm.
not reelected. mm-hmm. and two of her colleagues on the Supreme Court as well. And that was a true form of democracy at work as to the judiciary. And Gray Davis and Rose Byrd were Jerry Brown cabinet members. Mm-hmm. So I think Gray Davis was his chief of staff. So the repudiation of people is very difficult for us to do in politics, but in California we have that mechanism, and that's what's at work.
Yeah, all states, that's one of the things people need to realize, is that this is not something that's going to reverberate around the country as much as people would think, because very there are some states who have the recall mechanism, but most states don't, and so it's not even legal in many, many states. And okay, but here's the thing, Bill. The Gray Davis, who, by the way, to me, when I watch him, he makes me think that no one has been more of a caricature of their name than since Larry Bird of the Boston Celtics.
And exactly.
But I mean, the guy got elected once. He got reelected. Why has he gotten himself into such hot water so quickly?
Well, I think probably the primary reason that he got into political trouble was the way he handled the energy crisis. And
I thought that was all Enron's fault.
Well, whoever's fault it was, as governor, he acted, I think, in such a way as to turn people away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he did was he entered into contracts with the energy producers,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't tell everybody what the details were. And it was sort of like, I know what I'm doing because I'm the governor and you don't have to know.
Arrogance.
And it was a kind of arrogance, and the general public repudiated him and still repudiates him in the polls, and I think that's the reason. Now, normally, recalls should be a mechanism to get rid of someone who has done something really bad, like stealing or
mm-hmm.
something like that, but there's no limit for the reasons for recall. It's just a mechanism that's there.
This is a recall because we don't like you, Gray Davis.
Exactly. And
that's the way I see it.
That's right. And this goes way back in California tradition to Hiram Johnson, decades and decades ago, when California politics was corrupt and they had to have some mechanism to clean it up.
Right, exactly. Judge Huss, stand by just for a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Judge William Huss, right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back at 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and our phone number is 800-531-3815. Judge William Huss, ladies and gentlemen, His Honor Judge Huss is our guest, a former Superior Court judge with Los Angeles County Superior Court, and we're talking about California politics. And Judge, is Gray Davis going to wind up being relegated to ignominy?
Well, I don't know. What happened to Rose Byrd could happen to him. When she was not reconfirmed as Chief Justice, she was, I think, going around feeling sorry for herself, and she was doing pro bono paralegal work and was not a prominent person at all. I don't know what he will do. He may do that, too. He could have and could still, up until the day of the election, resign.
Mm-hmm.
And if he resigns, then Cruz Bustamante becomes governor. And he.
But if he resigns, does that call off the recall election?
It would.
Really? So you mean all these things that, all the money everybody's been spending, all the hype, all the time we're spending on you know, clucking over who's going to be the governor,
yes,
could literally go up in smoke at the last moment in the 11th hour?
Exactly. He could resign, and in a way, he could even save his career if he did that.
You're right about that.
And However,
he'd have to change his name too. I mean, I don't see somebody with Gray as the first name getting. I mean, I don't mean for this to be ad hominem, folks, but the guy is Gray. He's not just named Gray. He is Gray.
Well, he could change his name to Scarlet.
See, Rose Byrd is that's a great name,
I know.
Right?
Exactly. But that's something that he could still do in a technical sense.
Yeah.
However, what has happened is a lot of people, like Peter Uberoth and Arnold Schwarzenegger, they have made a statewide name for themselves in politics.
Right.
So this is not a waste for
mm-hmm.
them, even if the election were called off by his resignation.
What do you think the chances are that he would do that?
Very slim.
Really?
Yes, because the ego of politicians is such that they just are not going to throw in the
towel.
You
can never underestimate it, can you?
That's right. But if he were smart, I think, and resigned, he still is viable for candidacy of something in the future.
So you think he could redeem himself in another venue somewhere, another slot somewhere?
Well, he's a fundraiser par excellence.
Yeah.
He has a huge war chest.
He's got to figure out how to make himself a martyr out of this, doesn't he?
That's right. And resigning
for his own
that.
Benefit.
Yeah, resigning could do that. But this is the thing that impresses me about the process itself, and it's appropriate, I think, for a small business advocate. This is something for everybody, and it gives the little guy a chance to, number one, run for governor,
mm-hmm.
and number two, have a lot of choices if you're not running for governor and just voting.
Right.
So this is right up your alley.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I'm excited about is the possibility that California small business owners could have a chance to get some better leadership out there, because they're really taking it on the chin right now.
Exactly. Gray Davis is not a business friendly governor.
It's a horrible state now to open a business in and run a small business in.
And
taxed to the hilt.
And to maintain one. And for example, the crisis in workers' compensation is real.
Mm-hmm.
And small businesses have a lot of difficulty in maintaining their business because of the expenses of overhead, and that's
right.
one of them.
Oh, many companies, especially little contracting companies,
yes.
the workers' compensation can put them out of business.
Exactly.
Just that one issue alone can virtually put them out of business. Okay, we got about 2 minutes. I want you to talk to us about the other candidates who are likely to who would be the most likely candidate to win. Let's say that Gray Davis doesn't resign, people vote for the recall, which we believe they're going to do, and who's going to be the top two vote getters?
Well, I think the two top vote getters right now, and it's very easy to tell because the polls tell us that. And that's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Cruz Bustamante.
Who is deputy, not the deputy governor.
He's the lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant governor, yeah.
And he's having to campaign out of both sides of his mouth. On the one hand, he's opposed to the recall. On the other, he says, well, vote for me.
Right.
So that is something that
But politicians are good at that.
Oh, that's part of the business.
Do they have a course on that? They teach them how to do that or something?
No, I think this is just...
It's genetic, isn't it?
Basic humanity 101. But he is the likely winner of this whole thing.
You think he'll beat Schwarzenegger?
I don't know, but I know that he and Schwarzenegger are the two likely candidates to come to the dead heat at the end.
At any given week, one of them is up and polls over the other.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And Schwarzenegger's problem is that he has several very... good Republicans who are like Uberoff, and they are going to be siphoning off votes.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Simon dropped out of the race,
right? Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a good move because he now looks better than he did before. He's not a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
He lost once before, and people said, "Well, you're a loser, so get out of the race," and he did. But
so you're not going to give us... I need a decision here, Bill. Who's going to win?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Bill.
I can tell you this. It's going to be close, and it's going to be very exciting.
Thank you, Bill Huss, for being here. Good job today. We enjoyed our visit.
I enjoyed it, too.
Judge Bill Huss, ladies and gentlemen. He and his wife's book is called Working with Your Homeowners Associations. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.